Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and good morning, listeners. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go on the 14th of April. It's almost been 1 year since I've been doing this podcast. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for listening. And I hope you guys are enjoying your daily dose of news. Before I start about what's happening around the world today, I want to bring your attention to a particular disease that's doing the round in India. It's called thalassemia. I'm not sure if many people have heard of it. It's actually 95% of the public is unaware about this. It's a serious genetic blood disorder which affects more than 100,000 children in our country. These children need lifelong blood transfusions for their survival, and while transfusing blood, there's a lot of undesirable iron that's built in their bodies, and this is very fatal if it's not disposed in the right amounts at the right time. These children are required to take injections and medicines daily to dispose of the excess iron. And apparently the only proven cure for this is gene therapy, and it is a process by which some of our normal cells can be harvested and made to produce more blood cells. And in India, this research was begun a while ago, but sadly, due to a lack of incentives and willingness, the research has come to a standstill. There's a friend and a good soul who's started a petition urging the government and the medical community to restart this clinical treatment in India. So listeners, I am requesting you and urging you to kind of share the link in this. The description box has a petition. I would love for you guys to sign it and share it and spread the word and get more people to sign it, because we need, at this point as we speak, 7,300 more signatures to reach the 25,000 mark. I urge you guys to take a minute and sign this petition. All about what's happening around the world on the 14th of April. Israeli people eagerly waiting for Modi's visit. North Korea may test another nuclear bomb. Turkey decides whether to give Erdogan more power. The US drops its biggest non-nuclear bomb in Afghanistan. A Chinese consortium bought AC Milan, the football team. NASA found preconditions for life on one of Saturn's icy moons. And Instagram's clone of Snapchat is now more popular than Snapchat itself. First piece on the news is that Israeli people eagerly waiting for Modi's visit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday tweeted that the people of Israel were eagerly waiting for PM Narendra Modi's historic visit. He also thanked PM Modi for his greetings on the Jewish holiday of Passover on Tuesday. Notably, Israeli President Reuven Rivlin had visited India in November last year, setting the stage for PM Modi's visit this year. Israel, by the way, is one of the best startup hubs in the world. In fact, it's ranked number 6 in the Genome report that was published. Tel Aviv is actually the hub in Israel where a lot of tech and startups. North Korea may test another nuclear bomb. The US has deployed a radiation-sniffing aircraft to Okinawa in Japan after satellite images showed a launch site primed and ready for the country's 6th nuclear weapon test. They don't seem to be stopping with the nuclear tests. Turkey decides whether to give Erdogan more power. A pivotal referendum will decide whether the country will end its parliamentary system in favor of an executive presidency. If President Erdogan succeeds, he will wield near absolute power, and we will know on Sunday. Basically, Turkey wants to shift from, actually, the current president wants to shift from a parliamentary, from a parliament rule to a president rule. So laws are more easy to pass and bills are more easy to process. We'll see how that turns out for him. While he was sleeping, the US drops the biggest non-nuclear bomb in Afghanistan. The US on Thursday dropped a massive ordnance air air blast bomb, or it's also referred to as the mother of all bombs, the largest nuclear weapon in its arsenal targeting Islamic State militants in Afghanistan. It's a 21,600 pound a GPS guided bomb and has never been used in a combat before, sending out strong statements. The Chinese consortium bought AC Milan. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi finally managed to sell the famed football club for £750 million after months of delay. Chinese businessman Li Yonghong, who lost financing from a state-owned fund at the last minute, secured more than £300 million in financing to buy this club. AC Milan is owned by China now. NASA found preconditions for life on one of Saturn's icy moons. Data from the Cassini probe showed Enceladus has the crucial elements carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. The discovery pushes the moon to the top of the list of places most worth searching for life beyond Earth, even ahead of Mars. Last piece on the news today is that Instagram's clone of Snapchat is now more popular than Snapchat itself. That's right, Instagram Stories has amassed 200 million daily users in 8 months versus Snapchat that has 161 million users. Apparently Snapchat is adding new users, but its growth is slowing. Also, for those of you who don't know, Snapchat recently went public in March and they're doing okay-ish on the stock market. Their share prices are a little fluctuating, but it's not bad at all. The founder is the only, Ivan Spiegel, the founder of Instagram, is the only 20-year-old who's a billionaire. Well, that's all for the news day, guys. On the 14th of April, wish you a very good Friday. Happy Tamil New Year's Day, and I will see you guys on Monday, same time. You guys have a great weekend. And yes, please sign that petition.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.